Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Steve Burness joins us from the Better Business Bureau with the week's scams and spams and what to watch out for. And, of course, you knew this would happen, sadly. The storm chaser scams are going on. Tell us about it, Steve.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yes, as you said, Bob, they'll be going on quickly. And according to the city officials, they're already on the ground, the scammers, taking advantage of people. So with any kind of storm or natural disaster like this, these scammers, like I call them vultures, will come out of the woodwork and try to take advantage of the situation. So I think consumers just have to remember to take some time, even though they need immediate help. Taking that time necessary to do the research on the contractor would be better off than years of trying to get your money back or fix the damage itself. So I just think, like good doctors, the good contractors are already busy. So now throw on a storm, and then they're going to be super busy. You may not be able to get somebody local. So if you need to go outside of your area, you've got to be careful to storm chaser individuals, come from different cities, different states to try to take advantage of the situation. They're not licensed. They're not bonded, Bob, or anything like that. You can go to the Better Business Bureau website, and we are a referral agency. I think that's one of the best-kept secrets about the BBB is that we are able to help you find businesses that you can trust.
BBB.org for that. It's tax time, so we have to be alert for a lot of scams involving tax stuff. What's going around these days this year, Steve?
Well, recently, the comptroller, Susana Mendoza, warned the public about a tax-related scam this filing season that their office is hearing. And we have heard it in the past. And really, basically, the scams are, thieves posing as someone from the IRS, that may reach out to you via phone or text or email, sometimes becoming aggressive, Bob, now. It was troubling that with the explosion of AI, it makes it more difficult to tell what's real and what's not. The IRS, as we talk about, Bob, quite often for years, they don't call you out of the blue and demand information or payment. And that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob. Clicking on links from unknown sources, saying it's from the IRS. No, just go directly to the IRS website yourself and don't listen to those people saying you owe money or you're going to jail or anything like that, Bob.
They notify taxpayers by mail. This is wedding season, and wedding expos are ramped up. What do people have to be careful about with those wedding expos, Steve?
Well, wedding expos are a great place to meet many different vendors and services there as well, but there's also some bad actors, scrupulous vendors, and sometimes online fraud schemes are targeted these couples who go look for these items. So if you fill out one of those, questionnaires to win something, they have that information, and before you know it, you start getting these materials like you win a trip or we can help you at your honeymoon or things of that nature. So we want couples to stay vigilant and not let this, description overshadow what should be a joyful occasion. Because now in Chicago, the ranges from weddings are about 65,000 to 97,000, Bob, with some being, upwards of 100,000. So really identifying the key flags will help you reduce these scammers taking advantage of you. One of them is that, you got something for free right away. You just have to click on this link. Or steeply discount. You got to check who they are, because sometimes you click on those links we talk about, Bob, all the time. You can install, malware or spam on your phone, which could steal data and access financial accounts. So it's very careful. Whenever you're doing business, somebody make sure you know them and you trust them, Bob.
Tell us this report about fake letters, allegedly, supposedly from the VA that people are getting. What's that all about?
It's pretty sad, Bob. So the people are getting letters or in calls, really. And a recent victim, a veteran, came through, claiming that he had a VA appointment and he was asked to pay for the visit up front. And he didn't even have a upcoming visit coming up. But a lot of veterans are getting these types of calls. So the Department of Veterans Affairs has recently issued a warning. You should never have to pay for a VA or community care appointments before it, only at the time of appointment. So somebody calling you ahead of time saying, we got to charge you for your appointment or by coming in, And if you want, you can send payment in advance to a special email or text message. That's the tip-off to the rip-off. They don't do that ahead of time, so veterans are getting those calls, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. I was just reading today, more than 147,000 people 60 and older reported scams in the past year or so, with losses of almost $5 billion. That's up about 40% from the year earlier, according to the FBI. And the majority of frauds, you know this, they're not reported because people are fearful, or they're feeling shame. So the actual numbers probably far higher, aren't they?
They are about much more higher than that. Usually 9 out of 10 people don't complain when they have a valid complaint or see a scam. What happens allows these scams to continue to operate. So it's important. We have a scam tracker at the Better Business Bureau, as you know. It's bbb.org/scam tracker that keeps track of scams all across North America. Even if you don't fall for it, Bob, we need consumers to go on there and put that scam in, the website, the phone number, everything like that. So the next person calling up about them will be told to be careful. I think so many times consumers, I'll never get my money back. Well, that's what the scammer mm-hmm. wants to bank on. That's how they make the money. If 9 out of 10 people complain, that's how they get away with it, and that's how the authorities don't go after people because they don't think there's complaints. So if you see something, say something, and send a complaint to the Better Business Bureau as well.
BBB.org, Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thanks for the warnings. Appreciate it, Steve.